Good morning. I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence. Warwick Mayor Scott Avedisian is downplaying remarks that he will not support a re-election bid by Governor Lincoln Chafee. Avedisian tells the Providence Journal that since he's a Republican, there's no way he can vote for Chafee in a primary now that Chafee has become a Democrat. Yesterday, Avedisian told Rhode Island Public Radio he's unlikely to back Chafee again for governor.
He's been a lifelong friend, so I'll still be his friend, but we'll have to see what happens politically as we move forward. I'm a Republican, and I would expect to be supporting the Republican candidate.
Avedisian says he's upset that his comment about Chafee's re-election is upstaging an announcement at the Rhode Island Public Transit Agency, where he's chairman of the board. RIPTA is reducing stops on its bus lines to speed up service and introducing a new rapid line on the heavily traveled corridor from Cranston to Pawtucket. Moderate flooding is expected along the Patuxent River in Cranston today after another round of rainy weather. The National Weather Service says runoff has been flowing into the river, and the water level is likely to continue rising until tomorrow. There's a flood warning in effect, especially for homes in low-lying sections of Warwick, as well as homes and businesses on Wellington Avenue and Avery Road in Cranston. Meanwhile, forecasters say the rain is likely to continue today. They've issued a flood watch for much of the state. The House Finance Committee is slated this afternoon to consider a bill that would block a toll planned for the Sakonnet River Bridge. As Rhode Island Public Radio's political reporter Ian Donis reports, the legislation would use a different approach to pay for bridge maintenance.
Legislation co-sponsored by State Representative John Edwards uses increased vehicle inspection fees and other sources to pay for keeping up bridges. The bill would also expand the oversight of the State Turnpike and Bridge Authority to cover all bridges longer than 700 feet. Critics like Edwards say adding tolls to the Sakonnet River Bridge will hurt small businesses in the towns near the span linking Portsmouth and Tiverton. The lawmaker says he's trying to use a statewide approach for bridge maintenance rather than having one area bear the brunt of the cost. A number of other bills will also be considered by House Finance, including one to eliminate the state sales tax. House Speaker Gordon Fox says he doesn't support that legislation since the state lacks another way to make up the revenue. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.
State environmental authorities are warning that sick parrots and other birds from a private flock in Pawtucket may have been purchased from two Critter Hut stores in North Kingstown and Narragansett. According to the State Department of Environmental Management, a disease known as psittacosis was found in some of the birds, including parrots, cockatiels, parakeets, and lovebirds. It's a bacterial disease that can also infect people and put people with immune issues at greater risk. The disease can be treated with antibiotics. And quarterback Tim Tebow is ready to sign with the New England Patriots, according to reports in the Associated Press and on ESPN. Tebow's expected to join the Patriots today at their minicamp. The team has yet to make a formal announcement about the deal. Tebow was playing with the Jets until April when they released him. He began his professional football career in Denver in 2010 as a first-round draft pick.
It's a funny thing about the general American view of English humor. We tend to think of Brit wit as dry, sharp, and even sophisticated. But the truth is, a great deal of humor from across the pond is closer to Benny Hill than Graham Greene. Certainly that's the case with these two plays by the prolific Alan Ayckbourn. House and Garden are boisterous, belly-laugh-inducing works that go for the comic juggler more than anything else. Consider that if you go to each, you will see Trinity Rep's A-Team crashing about both of the theater's stages. A soap opera government insider will walk about with the front of his trousers noticeably wet. A woman will be nearly run over by a roaring lawn mower. Two ladies will battle in a backyard fountain that, at one point, becomes a metaphor for a male orgasm. I'm not making this up. It's all there in these two plays that Trinity's cast does at once, racing from the upstairs to the downstairs theaters. One minute, they're in house, upstairs, doing a play centering on a lunch party. The next finds them in garden, downstairs, trying and failing to get an outdoor celebration to come about. Directed with a raucous approach by Brian McElhaney, Trinity's cast, vets and newcomers, respond brilliantly. There's Phyllis Kay as an ever-so-ditzy French movie star. When she's not in that fountain, she is under a canvas cover, getting it on with Fred Sullivan Jr., the sort of master of the house. Angela Brazil is the philandering next-door neighbor who, when she isn't hiding in bushes, is encountering that lawnmower. Stephen Thorne is her husband, a doctor without a cure, and a very bad Morris dancer. Anne Scurria is wonderful, crazed, and cagey as a woman betrayed. Newcomers Mary C. Davis, Ted Moeller, Catherine DuPont, and Bridget Scarsino are hilarious and sweet. The rarely seen Barry M. Press is grudgingly great as a workman with many grunts, but just two words. Bloody women, he says. The difficulty in embracing all this is that it gets, at times, way overdone. Over the top is fine for Benny Hill, but these plays need a bit more governing than they are getting at Trinity. Not every note has to be done high and boisterous. And playwright Aikpern, too, might have toned down the romping and edged up the serious tone. Still, House and Garden do make points amid the fal-de-ral. Every now and then, Aikpern skids the piece to a halt and has a character talk real, as we Yanks might say. At one point, the minor aristocrat played by Sullivan suddenly gets serious and plaintively wonders, "Where has all the fun gone?" As his wife, who's heading out the door for good, Scurria shakes her head over the ridiculous dance we all do. Aikpern is looking at the middle and upper classes and saying, why can't life be better, smoother? Why can't we be nicer to each other? Good questions. No answer, though. Unlike the American song, love and marriage don't go together like a horse and carriage in either house or garden.